Chapter 16. In the 36th year of the reign of Asa, Baasha king of Israel went up against Judah and built Ramah, that he might not allow anyone to go out or come in to Asa king of Judah. Then Asa brought out silver and gold from the treasuries of the house of the Lord and of the king's house, and sent to Ben-Hadad king of Syria, who lived at Damascus, saying, "There is a league between you and I, as there was between my father and your father. Behold, I have sent you silver and gold. Go, break your league with Baasha king of Israel, that he may depart from me." Ben-Hadad listened to King Asa, and sent the captains of his armies against the cities of Israel, and they struck Ajan, and Dan, and Abel-Maim, and all the store cities of Naphtali. It happened, when Baasha heard of it, that he left off building Ramah, and let his work cease. Then Asa the king took all Judah, and they carried away the stones of Ramah, and its timbers, with which Baasha had built, and he built with it Geba and Mizpah. At the same time, Hanani the seer came to see Asa king of Judah, and said to him, "Because you have relied on the king of Syria, and have not relied on the Lord your God, therefore is the host of the king of Syria escaped out of your hand. Weren't the Ethiopians and the Libum a huge host, with chariots and horsemen very many? Yet, because you did rely on the Lord, he delivered them into your hand. For the eyes of the Lord run back and forth throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong on the behalf of those whose heart is perfect toward him. Herein you have done foolishly, for from henceforth you shall have wars." Then Asa was angry with the seer, and put him in the prison house, for he was in a rage with him because of this thing. Asa oppressed some of the people at the same time. Behold, the facts of Asa, first and last, behold, they are written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. In the 39th year of his reign, Asa was diseased in his feet. His disease was very great, yet in his disease he didn't seek the Lord, but went to the physicians. Asa slept with his fathers and died in the 41st year of his reign. They buried him in his own tomb, which he had made for himself in the city of David, and laid him in the bed which was filled with sweet odors and various kinds of spices prepared by the perfumers, and they made a very great burning for him.